17강 상황에 적절한 말 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 데이비드가 줄리아에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David and Julia are teachers working at the same high school. This year, they have to develop an after-school program for first-year students. Before they get to work, they look at the last year's program, which was very successful. Julia thinks the program looks quite good and wants to do it again. However, David is unsure. He thinks that the students may want to do different things from what last year's students did, and he wants to first find out what this year's students would like to do. Therefore, he wants to suggest to Julia that they should hear from the students about their preferences. In this situation, what would David most likely say to Julia?
(1번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미스터 베이커가 매디슨에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Baker is concerned about his daughter, Madison. She suddenly started seeming sad and lonely recently. One day, while Mr. Baker is taking a walk with Madison, they see their neighbor playing with his dog outside. Madison asks her dad if she can get a dog. Mr. Baker thinks buying her a dog could make her feel better, so he discusses it with his wife. They agree to buy Madison a dog, but Mr. Baker wants to remind Madison that taking care of a dog requires great responsibility. In this situation, what would Mr. Baker most likely say to Madison?
2번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에비가 다린에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Abby has a dream to become an actress. She often imitates characters from her favorite movies and plays in front of a mirror. One day, she sees a notice about an audition for the school play. Abby gets excited and wants to do the audition, but she's unsure about it. She's not confident in her acting since she's never performed in front of others. Suddenly, Abby remembers that her friend Darren's cousin is studying acting in college. So, Abby goes to Darren and tries to tell him that she wants to act in front of his cousin and receive some feedback from him. In this situation, what would Abby most likely say to Darren?
3번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 라일라가 모둠원들에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lila is taking a music class. Her music teacher divides the class into groups and tells each group to design a creative musical instrument. Lila's group schedules to meet at 5 o'clock to work on the assignment. At 5 o'clock, the only group members at the meeting spot are Lila and Brian. After about 30 minutes, still no other members have arrived. Lila asks Brian what they can do about this problem. He suggests that the group make rules for being on time. Lila agrees, and when all the group members arrive, she tries to tell them that they need some rules about being on time. In this situation, what would Lila most likely say to the group members?
4번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐시가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy and Kevin are close friends in their senior year in high school. Kevin hopes to major in geography at a prestigious university. He wants to be a geography professor in the future. However, when Kevin got bad scores on his recent geography exams, he got disappointed. He stopped paying attention in class and studying hard. He seems to have lost interest in geography. Kathy knows that Kevin should keep studying hard to achieve his goal. So, she wants to tell him that he should go back to trying hard like he used to. In this situation, what would Kathy most likely say to Kevin?
5번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 필히 판매원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's Phil's birthday today, and he gets many gifts from his family. He opens a gift from his grandmother. It is a blue shirt, and he really likes it. He tries it on and finds it a little too small for him. So he takes it to the store to exchange it for one size larger. However, the salesperson tells him that they don't have any one size larger at the moment. He's disappointed because he wants to exchange the shirt today. Since that's not possible, he decides to ask the salesperson to send the right size shirt to him later when it comes in stock. In this situation, what would Phil most likely say to the salesperson?
6번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제기 사만다에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jack and his friend Samantha are working together on a history presentation for next week. They have divided their roles. Jack collects the materials they need and Samantha works on creating their slideshow. However, Samantha gets very sick with the flu when she has just 2 pages left. She tries to finish them so she can give the presentation with Jack the following week, but Jack thinks Samantha should rest and not work. Now Jack is calling Samantha and wants to tell her that he will do the part she's not finished. In this situation, what would Jack most likely say to Samantha?